Welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. This week is another episode of the Fermented Friday. And as you guys have all come to know and love, I review a beer every Friday with me and my friends, or my friends and I, or me, myself, and I, and my friends. I don't know. And, well, this week's a little different because I moved and all my friends that live here in Santa Cruz are actually either super, super busy this week or they're actually out of town or out of the country. So, not wanting to drink alone, I'm here with my dog, Mia. Speak. She doesn't want to speak. We're sitting in my car because it's actually the only place where I can get some quiet. Where I live, there's a lot of noise going on right now, so we're sitting in the back seat. I didn't want to drink alone. I'm sitting here with my dog, and this week we've got a beer like we do every week, and this beer is actually from Santa Cruz Ale Works. It's a Santa Cruz brewing company, and this beer is called the Dark Knight Oatmeal Stout, and let's see here. Dark Knight, it's spelt like a knight, like it's nighttime outside, not like Batman Dark Knight. And it's an oatmeal stout, and I guess I'm going to crack this bad boy open, and then I'll do a little review, and we'll give you some facts. Clink, clink. I was cheering with Mia's nose. All right, so it's pretty good, pretty good. Not too bold in flavors. It's pretty mellow. I enjoy it for that. Sometimes some beers, they just try to do too much. They try to make things over the top. They try to be more than what they need to be. So it's good. Definitely some oatmeal. It's definitely a stout. You've got the like chocolatey, caramely flavors in there. A little bit of oatmeal. Like I said, I mean, it's just a regular, almost like a regular beer. It's not too bold, but again, it doesn't taste bad. I like it for what it is. So let's see. I'm over here on SantaCruzAleWorks.com, and I'm just reading the description for their Dark Knight Oatmeal Stout. It says, "Our darkest ale is a true American stout, black as a moonless night, and full of chocolate and roasted barley flavor. This beer has a creamy, velvety texture from the oats and finishes smooth." That's true. It does have, I'm going to take another sip, but it does have a really smooth feeling on your palate. So, yeah, super smooth. So alcohol by volume is 6%. And the bitterness unit, it doesn't say IBUs, which is International Bitterness Unit. It just says bitterness unit. That's probably because it's a craft beer. It's a local beer. I don't know if it really goes international. But the bitterness units are 35. So it's not too bitternessy. And as far as the website, I mean, that's as much as this website's giving me. So, okay, like I said, normally I play games with my friends. However, since it's just my dog and I, what we're going to do, and she's probably just going to lay down and not make much sound anyway. I mean, it's kind of late. So what we're going to do is I'm going to watch two cartoon episodes. The first episode is called Adventure Time. It's season 1, episode 4, part B. Because the way Adventure Time goes is they do they get a 30-minute slot, and they do 2 11-and-a-half-minute episodes. So in this week's episode, it's Season 1, Episode 4, Part B. It's called The Jiggler. So what we're going to do as far as a drinking game is every time that Finn says a really funny phrase like, "Schmauzow," I'm going to drink. Something along those lines. Also, if I did pick this episode for a particular reason. So Finn likes to sing once in a while. So if he starts singing, I'm going to drink. And that's going to be the rules for the first 10 minutes. All right. And whenever there's like something going on screen, I'll try to describe it for you if they're not doing a good job in the episode. All right, here we go. So there's a town on fire, but Finn's singing, so I gotta drink. So Finn and Jake are carrying some fruits. There's a pineapple, two watermelons, there's four marshmallows, there's sausage links, and a banana.
Alright, Stanley, you and your family are safe. Again.
Seriously, Stanley, for a watermelon, you get into trouble way more often than you should.
Uh-oh, what's this guy doing?
Whoa, whoa!
What the? Schmauzow!
Oh, Schmauzow, I got a drink.
That is the most adorable thing I have ever seen. And he loves your baby song. Sing some more of it, dude.
All right.
Baby. Oh, Finn singing. Got a drink. I don't know. This jiggler guy looks kind of like a double-ended baby rattle of sorts.
Dude, this guy is a pal for life. It looks like he's got two jiggly bellies stuck together.
I've got that on my back. I call it my butt.
Jake is this dog that can stretch into anything he wants.
Let's take the jiggler back to the house and just stick him by her bed so we can wake up next to a little dancing guy every morning.
I gotta tuck you in, girl. I gotta sing sweet melodies about babies, yeah.
Little baby feet.
Welcome to your new home. Feast your eyes on everything. Nice, huh?
What are you doing?
Finn just ripped.
Cutting my toothbrush in half so he can use half. Here you go. It's for your teeth. Like this.
Finn just ripped his toothbrush in half long ways.
Enough hygiene. Let's get to it.
Yeah, toothbrush dance.
They're all standing on their heads, waving their feet in the air. Dancing around the house like they just don't care. Breaking all the furniture, knocking shit over. They just threw a fridge out the window as part of a dance.
I'm not tired. How about you, Jake? Maybe we should go upstairs. You can have the comfiest spot on the bed. Good night. Morning, Jake.
Morning.
Are you ready to get down? Let's get this party started.
Finn just saying, I got a drink.
Where's the little guy?
Over there.
Hey, pal. You ready to cut loose? Wake and shake, buddy. Let's do this thing.
Slam a cow. That fool looks rumped.
Jake said, slam a cow. I got a drink.
He's all limp and weird.
I bet he just needs some breakfast after a night of extraordinary jiggling. Hey, let's combine everything we can find in the kitchen and have the jiggler drink it. That'll wake him up, and then we can get
down. He doesn't want to drink that goop, man.
Then let's just give him some purple whatevers.
You mean the grapes?
Yeah, whatever. Hey, I think he's digging it.
That doesn't sound...
Whoa, so the jiggler just did this, like, super crazy, ultra-dimensiony morph warp.
Nah, he just doesn't like purple whatevers. What we need to do is figure out what he does like to eat. Here, jiggler, what kind of food do you like? Meat? Some banana? This looks like corn, I think, hot dogs.
Finn is drawing food to find out what the jiggler likes to eat.
Look, Jake! He likes it! Wow!
No way!
Wow.
His favorite food is drawings! Awesome!
The Jiggler just drew...
Awesome.
Just pulled the drawings off of the paper.
Don't feed it me!
He didn't eat the actual paper, he ate the picture on the paper.
Keep it away! Shoo!
No! Alright, I got it. Calm down. I'll eat him.
Dude, you eating me is just as bad as the Jiggler eating me!
Well, you gonna eat yourself, tough guy?
Yes, if that is what must be done. I taste awesome.
Jake the dog just ate a picture of himself.
Okay, all right. Now, let's get back to some jiggling.
I'll get the tunes.
Like this. Yeah. Come on, Jiggler, wiggle and whistle.
Yeah, Jiggler, go nuts. Go nuts like there's bugs on your butts.
No. The Jiggler's spewing out goo.
There's nothing wrong with him. We just gotta plug up his holes. See? That worked. Ready to jiggle again, little guy?
Whoa. Oh, man.
Quick! We gotta plug those holes! Jake, hurry!
All I can find is your glass eye collection.
What about your eye patch collection?
Oh, man, they're in mint condition.
Jake!
All right, coming.
They're plugging up all the Jiggler's holes with glass eyes and eye patches.
You look terrible. Man, I know you don't want to hear this, but I think we should cut our losses and bring this fella back to where we found him.
We can't just abandon him. Look at him, Jake. He needs us now more than ever. We just need to take better care of you from now on, right, little guy?
And he exploded.
Jiggler!
Oh, man, he's stretching all over the house.
Okay.
In all the different directions he can go.
Maybe we can scrape him up and...
Oh, holy moly! Don't worry, Jiggler. We'll fix you. Let's gather him up, Jake. He's all over the place. Even between the floorboards.
And the covers.
And the galoshes.
No wonder. Where's his hiney?
So the Jiggler just looks like a ball head attached to another ball head. Like, I don't know. It's like two heads attached by one neck with some arms and legs growing out of the heads. Just so you didn't, in case you didn't know. Giving CPR and some kisses.
Stop it, man. What are you doing?
I'm kissing him. What do you think? It's all I can think to do.
Just put him down.
He's kissing colors with his dying breath.
I think he's trying to tell us something.
The Jiggler just...
looks like he could be his mom.
The Jiggler just kissed a picture onto the floor. Of his mother, and a whole scenery.
Kidnappers and murderers. I just wanted to have fun and jiggle.
Look, chill out, okay? We can fix this. Check it out. His mom looks like she's out by Stanley's house, where we found the Jiggler. If we get him back to her, she'll be able to fix him up.
Then there's no time to spare. Shh. Just hold on a little longer, buddy.
Did you hear that? Whistling!
Perpendicular, it's the mama!
Look, the little guy wants to go home!
Well, this is it, buddy.
Be well.
They released him back into the wild, back to go see his mama. And the mama went all hyperdimensional on him. Mama's like, hey, I don't know who you are, little kid.
Man, that crazy mama almost killed him.
He feels cold.
What are we supposed to do now, man? We can't bring him home, or he'll... Dang it! Why doesn't she love him? I love him, you love him, it's not fair!
Jim, wait!
Mama's supposed to love, baby! She's supposed to love, baby!
out, dude. It's the juice. The jiggler needs to smell like its mama's juice. That's how wild animals know what's going on. And this guy right here is all drained out. We gotta toss it in the soup, brother.
All right. Okay. I loved you, baby. I hope you know that. Word to your mother!
He just threw this baby jiggler into the pool.
Again.
You said it. That was a nightmare.
What time is it?
Alright. Enough of that. That was, again, The Jiggler, Season 1, Episode 4, Part B of Adventure Time, my favorite cartoon show of all time. Next up, we got a show called The Regular Show, another one of my favorite shows of all time, and for this episode, I think what we're going to do is every time... So, Rigby is like a little raccoon guy, and Mordecai is like a blue jay bird, and they work at a park, like a park that people go to, and they always have like, they always have to clean up the park or work at the food stand. They always have to do these jobs that they don't really want to do. All they want to do is get paid and play video games all day, which, to be honest, who doesn't want to just get paid to play video games all day? So, in this episode, it's The regular Show, Season 1, Episode 2. It's called Just Set Up the Chairs. So, as you can imagine, given the little preamble I just gave, their boss is giving them a job. Can anyone guess what that job is? If you guessed to just set up the chairs, you are correct. So what we're going to do in this episode is, let's see, every time that they go, whoa, I'll take a drink. And you should drink too. Everyone should be playing at home, by the way. And so every time they go, whoa, I'll take a drink. And every time they say the words, destroyer of worlds, I'll take a drink. And... yeah, I guess that's it. I can't think of another good rule for this one. All right, let's get her done. Technical difficulties. Okay, here we go. The Regular Show. Season 1, Episode 2.
All right, listen up. We've got this birthday party today, so lots to do. Lots to do. Muscle Man High Five Ghost.
This is Benson. He's a big gumball machine.
Skips, you set up the bouncy castle.
High Five Ghost is a ghost with a hand that comes out of his head to high five with. Skips is a giant ape that skips everywhere. Mordecai just slid down the stairs on his back.
My own birthday party.
Your birthday was last week, remember? It's a kid's party today.
I still have balloons.
We got it covered.
Pops is an old guy that looks like a lollipop.
I see.
And he likes to pay people in lollipops. And he had a giant thing of balloons that just carried him away in the wind.
Lame jobs.
Setting up the chairs.
Lame! I can't trust you guys with something actually important. You're always slacking off.
You calling us slackers?
Did you?
He's calling us slackers. Look, dude, we can totally set up all those chairs without slacking off.
Good. Do it then.
We will.
Yeah. And then next time you'll get someone else to set up the chairs. Fine.
Oh! Not setting up the chairs next time. Not setting up the chairs next time. Oh!
Just set up the chairs.
That's two drinks, by the way.
Benson's gonna drop his balls when he sees how good we set up these chairs. He's gonna be all like, oh no, my gumballs.
Like I said, Benson's a giant gumball machine. That's why they said drop his balls.
One. Yeah, dude, this sucks.
I agree, dude, and normally I'd be all, let's quit. But we have to prove to Benson we can set up these chairs.
All right. Must be nice to be the boss. Benson never has to do chores.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jet.
Just drive the bus, you crazy slop jockey!
Benson's driving a bus full of kids. He's sitting in traffic. Mordecai's tangled up in chairs. I mean, Rigby's tangled up in chairs.
Say that, it makes me tired,
dude.
Oh, you sound like Benson.
Dude, listen. If we pound through this, we'll never have to do this lame chair stuff again.
Next time, it could be us picking up
the special entertainment.
We are here.
Muscle Man looks like, I don't know, man. He looks like Frankenstein with a mullet. But tiny.
Just a second.
Yeah, how's it the jar?
Oh, it's right.
You know who likes special entertainment like that? My mom!
Muscle Man always says jokes like, my mom, instead of your mom.
38. Rigby!
That's all the chairs, dude.
They're supposed to be 50.
That's Benson's problem.
No, dude. That's our problem. Come on, we've got to find the rest.
Fine. Let's find your stupid chairs. It won't open. Let's get out of here.
You try the actual doorknob.
Oh, you're killing me.
Rigby was just pushing the door. Now he just touched the doorknob instead of actually turning it.
Come on, dude. Take this seriously. Oh, it is locked. We gotta get those chairs.
Hey!
You see the chairs?
Even better.
What do you mean?
A room full of arcade games.
It's like old school heaven.
Yeah. Look at these things. Ball of yarn, lemonade stand, hats for sale, clap like this, candle maker, deli dude, staring contest. Why are these even here?
Those are all the names of the video games.
No, dude.
Ball of yarn, lemonade stand, hats like this,
forever.
Or clap like this,
boring forever.
Hat sale,
not cool, dude.
Staring contest, video games.
You're not even doing it right. You're just mashing the buttons.
Whatever. Why don't you go back to work?
I know. How about I take my break too?
Oh! Oh! So, Rigby just hits all the buttons. Mordecai strategically plays video games. Oh, man. He just went, oh, like 10 times. So I'm just going to take one huge gulp.
Wait, man. What about that one?
Didn't they teach you how to read out of order?
Whoa. This looks awesome.
Yeah, whatever. It's broken.
Probably because people couldn't stop playing it because it's so awesome.
How are you going to fix that with your third grade education?
Hey, why don't you go ask Benson to tell you what to do?
Move over, Rigby.
In the name of all that is holy.
They opened up the mechanics and found a note.
The red wire to the blue wire?
I don't think we should do this.
Come on.
They haven't said it yet, but the video game they're trying to fix is called Destroyer of Worlds.
Dude, what just happened?
I don't know.
All the lights went out, and the video game just sent off a sonic blast. And there's a ray of light exuding from the game. And now a pixelated Diablo skull just floated out of the video game and is lasering shit with his eyes.
Oh man, we're so dead. Maybe no one will notice.
Pop said it first, Destroyer of Worlds. Drink.
Better go find Skips. Skips, dude.
What did you guys do?
What? Nothing.
You ignored my note.
It's just a super pixelated two-dimensional picture of a devil with devil horns and a goatee. It's shooting lasers out of its eyeballs.
I have an idea, but I need time. Distracted!
Wait, what? Distracted how?
Get out of here!
Rigby just threw a rock at it. It shot a laser at the school bus full of birthday kids, and it opened up the top of the bus like a can of sardines. Oh, wow. It just vaporized the... Destroyer of Worlds just vaporized the special entertainment, which was a drunk clown and a drunk pony. Skips rolled up on a golf cart, and attached to the golf cart are three video games, all wired together.
Skips, my good man, I lost my balloon.
Take the wheel.
Oh, it must be my birthday.
So Pops is driving the golf cart. Skips, Mordecai, and Rigby are playing the three different video games. When they all hit start at the same time, it made a counterpart, two-dimensional, pixelated Lemonade Man. So they're all playing three different video games to control their pixelated avatar to fight this other avatar of Destroyer of Worlds. Destroyer of Worlds is trying to kill Mordecai, and Mordecai's running around trying to just grab the last 13 chairs. And it shoots hamburgers. Rigby's using his tail and his arms and his legs to control their hamburger lemonade hamburger man. And button mashing. Just to destroy the Destroyer of Worlds.
That was some pretty sweet button mashing.
I told you I got skills.
You!
Whoa, hey Benson. Before you freak out, we totally set up those chairs.
Yay! Woo, this birthday party is hot!
So we're cool, right?
You idiots! That's the last time I entrust you with something important, like the chairs!
Benson's a hothead. Not setting up the chairs next time! Not setting up the chairs next time!
But you are gonna clean up this mess.
But they went, oh, so it's time to drink.
Up the special entertainment.
Yeah, no problem.
We got it.
Don't worry about us.
We're gonna take a break first, right?
Yeah.
Alright, guys, well, I do apologize for not having guests and not having games. However, I like cartoons, what can I say? And my dog's here, she's laying down, she's chilling, taking a little snoozeroo while I pet her. I guess I recommend this beer. It's definitely not the worst one I've had on the show. It's not the best, but at the same time, I'm an IPA guy, so I'd have to say that the best one was an IPA. So that's not even fair to say. I would recommend Santa Cruz Ale Works. I live here, so, you know, support local breweries. Santa Cruz Ale Works Dark Knight Oatmeal Stout. You know, 6% alcohol by volume. What was it? 35 bitterness units. It's good. It's smooth. I'm no label expert like Megan, but I'll give my opinion on it. It's okay. It's a good label. It's a dark chocolatey brown label that fades to black on the top and bottom. The font is gray, which fades to a white strike through. The center of the picture is it's literally a full moon, and it looks like, I don't know, it looks like a wall in a sky. So the picture, and maybe like a water mill. So the picture itself doesn't have much detail. I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to represent a dark night. So it really is just a dark picture with a full moon in it. But otherwise, I think the label's pretty cool. It's on a, actually, like, to be honest, this, the like, material it's printed on, it's printed on, like, a glass, not glassy, a glossy kind of, like, paper, which is interesting, because normally beer, it's like a flat mat type of a paper, but this is like super high gloss. The picture itself, the quality is really good. So yeah, this is the Santa Cruz Ale Works Dark Night Oatmeal Stout. I recommend it. Again, all these stouts I've noticed, this is one thing I've noticed by doing this podcast, is stouts, you know, they're probably better for like colder nights. And wintry nights, because they're a heavier beer. It's a heavier ale, you know, like if you drink a Corona, that's like water, but you drink this, it's like a meal. So I don't know, man, drink this on a cold night, drink this with some friends, don't drive, drink responsibly. And if you need to get a hold of me, go to facebook.com/positiveherpes, Gmail at positiveherpes@gmail.com. You can go, let's see, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, all of those handles at Positive Herpes. And if you liked the show and if you liked watching cartoons with me, I wasn't really trying to do like a Doug Loves Movies. I was just, like I said, I apologize. I didn't have any guests and I didn't really want to play a one-person game. That feels even more lame than watching a cartoon. So, yeah, just, you know, if you like the show and you want to help support it, go to patreon.com/positiveherpes. And there it's like an ongoing Kickstarter. You can do whatever you want, you know. Help support me so I can continue doing this. And until Tuesday, I hope you guys, you know what? If you guys have anything that you want to say or like you want me to research, next week's going to be a special episode. It's going to be one of my balls deep episodes. Our special 20th episode where I go balls deep on a subject and I research it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I already know what the research is, what the topic is. So, yeah, episode 20 is next week. I've been having a lot of fun with this, you guys. Let's see, what else? Blah, 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 blah. I guess that means I've been doing this for 5 months now. And, oh, man. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, if you guys have any topics that you want me to try to research, or if there's anything that you guys particularly want to hear an episode on, I really recommend going to the facebook.com or the facebook.com/positiveherpes or the positiveherpes@gmail.com and just shoot me a line, or, you know, any of the social media networks, just shoot me a line and, you know, let me know, like, what do you want to hear? And I will try to accommodate to the best of my abilities. Anyway, yeah, another episode down. Fermented Friday, September 18th. See you Tuesday for another Positive Herpes knowledge-based episode. And then again in one more full week on next Friday for the final episode of the Stouts Fermented Friday. Have a good night.